Welcome back inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles nightly joined by Eagles All-Pro cornerback Nnamdi
Asomugha. Now, Nnamdi, we're going to get to some fun dealings here in a second, but first, okay. I want to ask you, you've been through a bunch of week ones. Is there a different feeling for week one than the rest of the season? There must be, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think week one is that first moment to get back out there on the field and that first moment to kind of show what you're made of as a team. So there's definitely a different feeling during week one versus like a week five or something. You've already had some games and some film out there. So there's a lot of excitement around week one.
Is there some excitement in sort of unveiling the curtain as to this is the kind of stuff that we can do on defense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, our number one thing is showing what we're made of, you know, and starting off fast. So that's going to be the main focus for us this week and this season, basically.
All right. So let's get to what really is bringing us.
Yeah, talk to me.
Now, you are, like me and like anyone who has seen it, a huge fan of the TV show The Wire.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What we're about to do is for a specific audience. You know, this isn't for everybody, but if you have seen The Wire, then you'll understand what's about to go on.
Exactly.
One of the best TV shows of all time.
I think that's got to be the truth. So what we're going to do is, for the 17 weeks of the regular season, we're going to pick 17 Wire characters and compare them to players on the Eagles. You are the sole judge here, the sole arbiter.
Okay.
And we want to hear from the fans of The Wire and the Eagles, to give us some suggestions on who we should do. But we will start, to give you a little tease,
okay,
with maybe some people would call the protagonist of the show. For some people.
Some people. Now, I know a lot of people that really love this character, though.
Yes.
So,
a lot of layers to this character. And so we're going to start with Jimmy McNulty, the murder police. We're going to call him this Bird on a Wire, Bird on the Wire. Now, tell us what went into your decision here in deciding which Eagle most represented Jimmy McNulty.
Here's the thing with McNulty. He was really good at his job. He was, in my opinion, he was the best in the office at catching criminals and everything that he did. You know, every now and then his mouth would get him in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, the people loved McNulty. I loved McNulty, so... I tried to find a guy that kind of fit that, and so I said, who's a guy that's really good at their job, catching criminals, maybe that's like sacking quarterbacks a little bit, because that's the criminal for us. Mouth sometimes gets him in trouble, so he's a trash talker a little bit, really good at his job, so he'd be one of the best at that. I went with Bavin.
I think that's the right call.
I went with Bavin for McNulty. I think... Now, McNulty was also a drunk, and, you know, that screwed him up, so he couldn't perform. So that, let's take that aside. That's not Bavin, but, you know, I think
that... It can't be perfect, but I
think it can be perfect, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So here's the other thing I like about this comparison. Jason Bavin, a first-round pick. Jimmy McNulty comes in as a young, highly thought-of murder detective,
right,
then gets banished to the docks because his mouth sort of,
right,
gets him in trouble.
Right,
Jason,
right,
Bavin,
right,
after starting with the Texans, sort of gets... banished to
different
NFL
teams. That's
journeyman.
Right. That's right.
And then finds himself in the right spot with Jim Washburn. I think there's a little bit of analogy there.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. You know, McNulty might have been a little difficult to work with sometimes. I'm not going to say anything about Bavin. I think he's just the best guy to work with.
The key is that you know, McNulty was the best there was, and Jason
absolutely
was
that's
the
key.
Show.
Yeah. So that's the first comparison, a Bird on a Wire thing that we're doing, McNulty and Bavin, and they're choosing the characters, right? They're
gonna, yeah, I mean, we're certainly going to hit the Marlowe's and the Stringer Bells and the Bunks, but
Omar.
But I know Omar, of course. But so give us a couple other ones that you want to see on the perimeter. We've got 17 spots to fill, 16 now. So
and if you don't know The Wire, then go pick up the DVDs, and then you'll be able to follow along.
There we go. All right. Back with much more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly. Thanks to Nnamdi.
Absolutely.